Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower. And we are welcoming to the show Debbie Silverman. She's a human behavior specialist. She is the winner of two Effie Awards for marketing excellence. And she's here to provide some tips for the new grads out there who are going to be going on interviews and other business situations. It's that time of year. Everybody's graduating and they're leaving college and heading into the real world. And need some help on how to land those jobs, how to conduct themselves in an interview, and other business situations. The website is consumer-perspective.com, consumer-perspective.com. And we're going to give you some tips on how to do in those interviews and other business situations. And we welcome Debbie Silverman to the show. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Nick. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. So tell me all about Consumer Perspective.
Consumer Perspective is a market research and strategic planning company that I created in 1995 to take the guesswork out of marketing for my clients. And it really came about because I was sitting in so many meetings when I would hear somebody say, I think this is a good idea. I think this is what we should do. And I realized that, you know, when we think about something, very often what happens is we're guessing. And it adds to more money. It makes it cost more. It's more time-consuming. And so I created Consumer Perspective to take the guesswork out of marketing.
And what's your background, Debbie? How did you get into all this?
My background is a psychology background in marketing. And I always had a love for advertising. I always wanted to understand the human mind and how I understand advertising and marketing. And I kind of started it in high school. I thought, oh, this is interesting. I like this. And then I pursued it in college. I realized that there was a degree in psychology and marketing. And I worked for advertising agencies in New York City, some of the larger ones. And then I was recruited to come down to South Florida, and I worked for an agency there. And then I created my company in 1995, as I mentioned.
Wow, 21 years. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's really terrific. Now, you're an expert in body language and human behavior. I've always found body language to be very, very interesting. Tell me how you got into that and what you find so amazing about studying body language.
Well, body language is really key to our conversations and to our communications because it's more important than the words we speak. And what I mean by that is you will remember somebody's actions or facial expressions or body language more so than you'll remember their words.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And matter of fact, when you're listening in a conversation, especially if you're in person with somebody, because it doesn't work as well over the phone, although you can listen to the tonality and you can tell if the person's friendly, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But when you are in person, you can see, you know, how are they reacting? Are they rolling their eyes to your ideas? Do they have their arms crossed? Are they being protective? You know, there are a lot of cues that we pick up, and that makes us feel more comfortable with somebody if they're a little bit more open. If they're smiling, you know, that's how we react to people.
What are some of the key ways that you can identify? Let's say, you know, we're talking about new grads going in on interviews and things like that. What are some of the things that they should avoid, or what are some of the things that if they notice the other person is doing and it's not good, and they maybe need to change their approach?
Okay, a couple of things. First of all, anytime you are speaking to somebody, whether it's on the phone or in person, a smile goes a long way. And when you can break the tension with a smile, that like, wow, okay, I can warm up to this person. And I don't mean a real fake smile, you know, like showing every tooth in your mouth.
Yeah.
A real smile, you know, be pleasant, smile. When you first meet somebody, especially this is true for a lot of these students or a lot of these graduates that are going for their first interview, is they don't know how to make eye contact. And when you are meeting somebody for the first time, when you shake their hand, look at them and make eye contact, look at them in the eye. And what I recommend is that you look at them long enough, don't stare, but look at them long enough so that you can remember their eye color.
Hmm. That's interesting. Okay.
And then things will open up. And when you shake their hand, this is an important part because a lot of graduates don't know how to shake someone's hand, believe it or not. A lot of people don't. They either shake it too hard or too soft. And you really just want to be enough that you're showing confidence without taking their hand off. And, you know, you show that you're confident and that you feel good about this interview. And just long enough that you shake hands, and then the other person will let go, too. I mean, you know, you'll know when to let go. It's just practice it at home a little bit with some family members or friends. Mm-hmm. I would also practice looking in the mirror, looking at somebody's eyes, and just look in the mirror, your own eyes, and make a contact long enough so that you can start to see and you smile in the mirror and that kind of thing. So you can practice this before you go on the interview.
Now, how often do the people that are doing the interviews, who are looking for the hiring, how often do these people have an understanding of what you're saying? Like on that side, how do they understand body language and things like that? But that's what your company is for, correct?
My company is a market research company.
Oh, okay.
And then what happened was, I wrote the book, It's Just a Conversation, What to Say and How to Say It in Business. And from the book, if you want to know why I wrote the book in the first place, I'll be happy to share that with
please,
you.
No, please, please do.
Okay. It happened, I was on a golf trip. I went out to California to visit my uncle, and he set up a golf game for me. And I was playing with this older woman who must have been in her 80s, and she said, what do you do? And I said, I own a market research company. She said, that's so interesting. And I'm thinking, why would she think that's interesting, right? You know, that's kind of odd. And I said, oh, well, thank you. Why is that interesting? And she said, well, my son is the CEO of one of the largest advertising agencies in North America. And those are my clients. So when I pick my mouth up off the floor and realize that I have a real opportunity here, I asked her for his contact information and so on, and she was very generous with it, and she gave me his cell phone number and his office number and everything. And when I got home, I said to my husband, I said, you know, look, I've been in business so long, and yet I feel tongue-tied. I don't know what to say to this guy or how to say it. And he said, well, start with the golf game, because you played golf with his mother. I'm sure he plays golf. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you're right. And I was just, I was thinking to myself, Nick, if I'm questioning myself, and I've been in business for a long time, and I've dealt with CEOs and so on, if I'm questioning myself, others must be questioning themselves as well. So that's why I created the book, and it really does address all different kinds of business conversations, including going for the interview, sales, negotiating, how to deal with difficult bosses, how to deal with difficult employees. I mean, it's got the whole gamut is in there.
And how did you go about putting the book together? Did you? I'm assuming you talked to a lot of people in the business and heard their stories as well as your own personal stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah. We did. I actually have a co-author, and we put it together by talking to a lot of people with their real stories, because there are real stories in there and real anecdotes in the book. And yes, and it was a matter of that and my experience and my co-author's experience, and it was just a matter of pulling it all together and realizing that this message is an important message for a lot of people.
What's the feedback been, and how long has the book been out, by the way?
We wrote it in 2014. It took us about 7 months to write it, and then we introduced it in September of 2014. The first day we introduced it, which was as a Kindle version, it became number one on Kindle. And 3 months later, it became number one on Amazon.
Wow. And the feedback has been good?
Oh, the feedback's been tremendous. I mean, one of the best quotes I love this, it's the new business Bible. Somebody wrote that on Amazon. It's the new business Bible. And I'm like, wow.
That's great.
I can't ask for more than that.
No, you can't. No, you can't. You can't ask for more than that. That's great. Now, the question that I asked that led into the story about how you wrote the book was knowing that people in the power positions who are interviewing the students or the grads who are coming in, how much knowledge do they have of body language and things like that that are telling?
My guess is they probably don't have a lot of information on that. They probably don't have a lot of knowledge on that. And what they're reacting to is what they see for the person in front of them, right? So we all react that way. There aren't too many people that really study this. So it's a matter of understanding it a little bit better, which gives you an edge versus some other people that might be interviewing for that position. If you understand how people read you and how you read others, then that gives you an advantage. I call it an unfair advantage because I think it's something that we all should have and not everybody's doing it. And why not have that unfair advantage?
That's a good point. Now, let me ask you this. This might be a weird question, but how often is it possible for someone to fake their body language, or is body language such a natural thing that you can't help but react certain ways? And is there a way to get past someone who might be faking it and see the real body language?
Yes, people will. Well, you know, I don't like to use the word try because we really don't understand what the word try means, but I'm going to use it here.
Okay.
People try to use. They try to hide things. And the reason why I said I don't like to use the word try is the human mind doesn't understand try. You either do something or you don't do something. So in our language, though, we use the word try, right?
Yeah, all the time.
All the time. Exactly. So when people, quote, try to hide their body language, they're not doing a good job of it. And what happens is that's when we don't trust someone in some cases because something they're holding back. Something they're holding back, and we can see that. We can see it in the way that they're reacting or the way they're talking and using their eyes or using their head or the head's tilted a certain way or maybe their smile isn't real. It's not authentic. Mm. I mean, we just pick up on this stuff. If you see somebody, let me give you another example. If you see somebody with their arms crossed tightly and you don't see their hands, do you trust that person?
Well, no, actually.
No, because what they're doing is that they're like putting armor around themselves, like, I have to protect myself. And they're saying, what they're saying to you is that they don't trust you. Even though they really don't, they don't feel comfortable themselves, they're saying, I don't trust you.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an interesting technique to break up that armor. And that's if you see somebody who's just sitting there with their arms tight across their body like that, and you don't see their hands, hand them something because you have to break that tension.
Oh, okay.
So it's a cool tip.
Interesting. Okay, Debbie, hang on, okay?
Okay, thank
you. All right, Debbie Silverman is with us. She's a human behavior specialist and the co-author of the book, It's Just a Conversation, What to Say and How to Say It. When we come back, we'll talk about the coaching session discount that she's offering our listeners and also tips for recent graduates on interviews, which is one of the things that's happening right now. All right, so we'll come back more with Debbie Silverman on 720 WGN right after this. Welcome back to the show, everyone. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. 312-981-7200, talk and text. Check us out on Twitter by following us at Nick D Show. Best way to stay connected is on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Nick D Show. When you go to facebook.com/Nick D Show and like us, you will find the link to Consumer Perspective. And it's consumer-perspective.com. And the president of Consumer Protective is Debbie Silverman, and she is giving us tips for new grads on going to interviews and other business situations as well. And we welcome Debbie back to the show. Welcome back, Debbie.
Thank you.
All right. Now, let's talk about this. You have coaching sessions. Can we talk a little bit about that?
Sure. So I'm offering your listeners a session with me where I will coach them on a job interview, if they're going to have a job interview conversation or they want to ask for a promotion or a raise or they're dealing with a difficult boss or other difficult employees, they don't know how to handle a situation. I will coach them, and the value is $350, and I'm willing to offer this to your listeners for $97.
Wow, that is a big discount.
Yes, because it's so important to really understand this stuff, and if you have that understanding, and we can include some body language and facial expressions, and if we want to, you know, if they want to learn more about, well, what can I say, what can I do, we'll cover all of that in that session with them.
Wow, that's great. Now is this this offer is for our listeners, and how do they go about checking it out if they want to?
Okay, so text me at 954-610-1403 and text me your name and your phone number and say, I want more.
Okay. One more time with the number.
954-610-1403.
Okay. and text "I want more." You're interested, and text your name and your information again? Your name and phone number.
Name and their phone number. Yeah, well, I'll have their.
You'll have the phone number, right?
Just to make sure their name. Yeah.
Okay, and your name and "I want more" at 954-610-1403. And again, it's a 300 and how much? $350 offer for only $97. 954-610-1403. Text "I want more" with your name. That's really great. Now, you mentioned dealing with a difficult boss. That was something that we here at WGN had to do for a little while a few years ago. And it was about 2 years worth of dealing with a very, very difficult boss. What are some of the ways you can do that? You know, you don't have to give us all the secrets, but tell us what are some of the ways that you can do it, because it's not a pleasant situation.
No, it's not pleasant. Well, first, let me give you the five tips, which are basic for any conversation.
Okay. All right. Yeah, please do.
And that's based off of the word focus. And I use focus as an acronym. And the F stands for finish first, which means have your goal in mind before you start the conversation. O is to observe and listen, because sometimes the conversation's not in person and you have to listen to what's happening.
Right.
Excuse me. The C is to clarify, and it also means to remain calm. U is be unique, be you, be yourself.
Okay.
And the S, which is very important, is stay in the moment. And what that means is while you're speaking with someone and they're talking, listen to them, be in the moment, don't think ahead about what you're going to say, just really listen to what they're saying to you.
That, you know, that's probably one of the most important things is actually the listening part is just so important, don't you think?
Yeah, the listening part and staying in the moment, because which is part of the same thing. Because we can think we think we may be listening, and really our minds are just generating. Oh, I have to ask this question, or I have to do this, or I don't believe what this person is saying. You're jumping ahead about what you think instead of really listening to what that other person is saying to you. And very often, what happens, Nick, when in a sales situation or when you're dealing with a boss or whatever it might be, they will tell you what the issues are if you listen.
Mm. That's really fascinating stuff. Really fascinating. The book is still available, correct, Debbie?
Oh, absolutely. It's on Amazon, Kindle, or you can get it through me if you'd like a signed. Well, if you sign up for the coaching, I will send your listener a signed copy of my book.
Oh, that's great. That's great. It's just a conversation. What to say and how to say it. And the coaching session that we're talking about, a huge discount from $350. For you, it's only $97. Text your name and "I want more" to 954-610-1403. 954-610-1403. Text your name and "I want more." You'll not only get a huge discount on a coaching session, but she'll send you an autographed copy of "It's Just a Conversation, What to Say and How to Say It." Debbie, fascinating stuff talking to you. Congratulations on your Effie Awards and your success.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. And come back and join us again sometime, okay?
I'd love to.
Okay,
thank you.
Debbie, thank you very much. Debbie Silverman, everybody. Consumer-perspective.com. And there's a link on our Facebook page. And again, 954-610-1403. Text "I want more," your name, to that number. And you'll get a discount on the coaching session and a copy of the book. All right, we'll take a break here. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN.